RoboCop. Part man, part robot, all cop. The ultimate in law enforcement. RoboCop and the Ultra Police. The only cops with rapid repeat cap firing.
He's unstoppable.
Battling the worst criminals. Headhunter and Nitro. The Ultra Police, protected by Robo Armor, bring RoboCop even more firepower. In the fight for justice, nothing can stop RoboCop. RoboCop and the Ultra Police, each sold separately with RoboCaps.
You're listening to the Bearded Brothers Movie Club.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me
to the Beard Cave.
What's going on? Episode 12? Yeah, I think it's episode 12. Pretty sure. I'm your host, Ricky Piven. With me, as always, my co-host,
Shane Reich.
And this is the Bearded Brothers Podcast, if you didn't guess that already by listening to the feed that you've already subscribed to or you just download. This show is a show where we discuss movies from our childhood, pre-2000. After that, we don't care. And, yeah, that's it. So, for all the beards, non-beards, and lady beards, Shane, what do we watch this week?
We watched the original RoboCop from 1987.
For the first time. Apparently.
Not for the first time for me. I've seen this movie probably about 100 times.
That's 99 times more than I've seen it. I swear to fucking God, like I when I was a kid, I was like, I saw RoboCop all the time on TV. Had to have been RoboCop 2. Had to have been.
Yeah, it must
have been. It was one where he fought more Ed 209s.
Yeah, right.
Is it the second one or the third one? Isn't there a third one?
Yeah, there's a third one, and the second one and third one are both kind of garbagey.
Yeah, there's one.
So I don't really remember.
I remember like a big warehouse fight scene, and I remember a bunch of Ed 209s, and this one only had one.
The second one was like all kinds of like weird drugs and these little vile-y jobbies. But yeah, the second one was like drugs.
Which
and
one
robots.
Has the street shootout at the end? Like a big shootout in the street of like gangs, almost like RoboCop's there and he saves the day.
No, I don't know. All the RoboCop movies are like notoriously violent.
Yeah,
so
violent,
I mean,
as fuck.
I mean, it could be any of them that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Did Paul Weller, was he in it?
Peter Weller.
Peter Weller, sorry.
I think he was in all three, wasn't he?
He wasn't in the third one.
He wasn't. So then it was the second one, because I remember his face. I distinctly remember his face. In this whole movie, I'm like, when the fuck's he going to take that helmet off? I remember seeing his face a lot more in the movie.
Yeah, right.
And then he just takes it off at the end. And I was like, oh, yeah. I haven't seen this. So what's the synopsis?
It's in a dystopic and crime-ridden Detroit. A terminally wounded cop returns to the force as a powerful cyborg haunted by submerged memories.
It's Officer Murphy. He sounds like he's got, like, a dick in his mouth when he talks. When he's RoboCop, before he's RoboCop, he's like, "Hey, what's going on? A bunch of cool cats here.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
yeah.
be a. I'm the new cop. I'm
like TJ Laser.
Yeah, he's just fucking
with my gun,
spinning
my
the gun around. And then when he's the robot, he's like, "Oh, stop! I walk for Murphy. Like it sounds like his mouth is full.
I'm a fucking I'm a robot now.
I was like, to talk like a robot, I have to have food in my mouth. Baby food.
Dude, that suit was like." So tight and like non-breathing.
The part on his head too, like
the
black part on the bottom of his jaw was like rubber, and it was like stuck to his face.
Man.
And like I don't know where his nose went when he was wearing that helmet. His nose gone,
disappeared.
Yeah,
but I guess he lost like 3 pounds a day just from water loss.
Really?
Wearing the fucking suit.
Jesus.
And any time that you saw him in the suit getting out of a car,
yeah,
he wasn't wearing any pants. They set him up with the top hat.
So he was bottomless?
He was sitting in his underpants. And because they're like, well, we can't fit the whole suit in the car.
so
we'll put you in the car with just one half. So like the camera would show the feet getting out of the car.
Right.
Because he'd be only wearing the pants when they filmed that, because they couldn't get the whole suit to fit in the
car. And his weird robot feet had one big toe. Like, it had a separation.
Yeah, right.
For like almost like a ninja foot.
Yeah, right.
It's weird.
Oh, man.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, that got fucking old. Every time the TV was on, I'd buy that for a dollar.
Well, like, fake TV is like a Verhoeven classic move.
Yeah.
Like, any of the Verhoeven movies, there's fake TV. You watch RoboCop, you see all that fake TV stuff. You watch Total Recall, you see all kinds of fake commercials. Just like Starship Troopers.
Yeah.
That's another one.
All kinds of weird shit.
Yeah.
What's up with him, speaking of Starship Troopers, what's up with him with having co-ed locker rooms?
Yeah, man, that's like a thing. It's because he talks about it in some of the interviews, about how, like, in the future, he doesn't think that men and women are going to have, like, that such a taboo about seeing each other in the fucking...
Seeing each other in the buff?
In the buff, yeah, you know?
I'll say, because in the... I remember that specifically from Starship Troopers when I was a kid. I was like, there's boobies in there. They're sharing a locker room.
Yeah.
And then when I was watching this, I was like, oh, we're in the locker room. Lots of unnecessary guy ass everywhere. Oh, there's boobs.
Yeah, check this out. Like, and I guess apparently he said that he was so unsatisfied with the length of the breasts that you saw. Like, you only saw them for like a brief second.
It was quick,
second,
yeah.
That he was like, I gotta go back and redo that in Starship Troopers. Like, he actually said,
I
was not satisfied with the co-ed locker room scene from RoboCop, so we need longer fucking tit scenes. But no, the fucking thing.
That's weird.
In that locker room.
That's super weird.
Tits, dicks, and pep talks going on in that locker room.
Yeah, it's unnecessary man ass everywhere.
Yeah.
So, the fucking movie starts with them testing the Ed 209, right?
Yeah, it's starts off with like a bunch of that fake TV stuff.
Yeah.
They're talking about how OCP... is like gonna be funding the police department in Detroit because Detroit went bankrupt.
Yeah,
which like 20 something years after the movie was made,
Detroit went bankrupt.
Yeah,
what I think is funny is I'm pretty sure in Detroit they have a statue of RoboCop.
Yeah, they do.
Like
yeah.
In real life, that's fucking cool.
Yeah, no, there was like something that started. There was like a Kickstarter.
Yeah, didn't they do it like it was like a year or two ago? Right?
Yeah, it's
new.
Recently. Yeah.
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 Because
like
they're
a 12
like,
or 15.
Like
foot
Philadelphia
statue.
Has a Rocky statue, so we want a RoboCop
yeah.
statue.
I think it's 12 feet tall.
We need a Bill the Butcher statue in Boston.
Yeah, man.
Like, why the fuck don't we have that?
Yeah, they got fucking Paul Bunyan in Rumford.
Or whatever. Yeah, right? So, it's all this fucking fake TV shit, and then we get to Ed 209, who is cheesy as fuck in this movie. Like,
yeah.
The stop-motion animation shit is fucking garbage in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, it was so bad. And,
yeah, the sound effects for him are real bad, too. They use, like, animal sound effects.
Yeah, it made, like, fucking jaguar noises and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not a robot. That's an animal.
Yeah.
And, the other thing that I noticed in this movie is a RoboCop theme song that repeatedly plays over and over in the movie every time RoboCop does something cool.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of like the Jurassic Park theme song. I was like, I can't remember it right now, but I was humming it all day yesterday after I fucking watched
that
movie. Yeah. And, but, so the fucking Ed 209 malfunctions.
Yeah, right, Murphy gets transferred to a new precinct, and, what's happening is OCP has got, like, a whole bunch of different initiatives to have, like, robotic police enforcement.
Right.
So one of them...
That way they can have someone 24 hours a day patrolling the streets.
Yeah.
Without having to worry about anything.
So, yeah, Dick Jones is in charge of Ed 209.
Yeah.
Which is, like, Enforcement droid?
Yeah.
Enforcement droid
209. So there's 208 of them that failed.
209 seemed to fucking fail, too.
Yeah. Well, no. We find out later on that 209 didn't fail on purpose, I don't think.
Yeah.
Or it didn't fail on accident. I think it failed on purpose.
Anyway, it's supposed to be the hot military product for the next decade, they say. Which, they want to try it out on the streets. Meanwhile, this other dude... is, like, got the RoboCop initiative going on, where he's trying to place police officers at high-risk zones so they get fucking wounded terminally.
Right.
So he can make them into these fucking freaky cyborgs that talk like they got four dicks in their mouths.
Yeah.
I have four dicks in my mouth.
Yeah.
You're under arrest. Or they're alive. You're coming with me. Madam, you have suffered an emotional shock.
Yeah.
I will notify a rape crisis
yeah,
immediately.
She's just like, what?
No.
She's like, this guy's just trying to rape me, and you shot his dick off through my legs.
Yeah.
And, like, the consolation that I get is...
Speaking of that scene, have you ever seen the RoboCop movie that's on YouTube? It's like a fan film, but it has, like, the actual RoboCop suit, the car, and all that shit.
I don't know.
And it's that scene. our friend Chris showed it to me like a couple of weeks ago, and he shoots the guy's dick off through the dress, and then he turns to the other guy whose dick is out of his pants so you can see it, and he shoots the end of it off. And then all of a sudden, like, 100 guys start running in that alleyway with their dicks hanging out. Like, you see their dick. And he just starts fucking targeting and blowing their dicks in half. And it's gory as fuck. And it is very scary to watch as a man.
Yeah, I heard you talking about
it. Because all these dicks are getting blown off like crazy.
Yeah.
And then he does that whole I'll call the rape center thing after. And the girl's just like, what?
Yeah, that's not the kind of fucking dick blowers that you want in life.
Right?
No.
Yeah, that's a horrible dick blow.
Bad.
So... while at the same time that fucking Murphy is showing up at the new precinct, and he's all fucking, like, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, what's going on?
Yeah, he's chipper.
I'm Officer Murphy. I transferred over here from fucking Upper Detroit or whatever. There's apparently, like...
I got transferred from Safe Detroit.
Yeah, apparently there's multiple districts of Detroit.
Yeah.
And they have their own police stations. And, he gets, what's-her-face as a partner.
Lewis.
And
Lewis's other partner just got fucking killed or whatever.
Yeah. She fucking has bad luck with partners.
Yeah, for real.
Her fucking partner gets killed. Later on, fucking Murphy happens.
Her fucking hair is way out of style.
Yeah, she has short dude hair.
Yeah,
really
man.
Weird. Really weird.
I mean, I think she could probably still catch a tune-up on the fucking... on the low side, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, 80s.
She could catch an 80s tune-up.
Oh, yeah. So... they get ready to go, and Murphy's like, I'm gonna need a car. And they toss keys, and he just fucking snatches them out of the air before fucking Lewis can grab them. And he's like, I always drive when I'm teaching a partner.
Yeah, when I'm breaking a new partner,
I always drive. And he fucking peels out and drives off.
Yeah, and every car that drives out of the PD fucking parking lot...
peels out.
Bottoms out.
Yeah.
On that little fucking hill.
Yeah, the little ramp to get out of the fucking parking garage. And they fucking burn the tires right before they go.
Yeah,
they gotta get out of there fucking fast.
They're all a bunch of fucking tough guys, yeah.
Yeah. And fucking... so then it goes back to the OCP testing... Ed 209.
Yeah, and Ed 209.
And he's like, "Oh, hold this gun and
swing it around threateningly.
You'll see what happens." So he holds it up, and Ed 209's like, "Drop the fucking weapon." And you're 20 seconds to comply. And he goes like, "Fuck it," throws the weapon. And Ed 209's like, "You got 15 seconds."
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't recognize that he dropped the weapon.
Yeah,
he fucking kills him dead
he
as fried chicken.
Blows
dude.
The fuck out of that guy's chest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like just fucking gory as fuck. And everyone in that room. Calm as a cucumber. They're just like...
oh, there's a little bit of running around, like, get this guy away from me. I don't want to get fucking shot.
Yeah.
The big boss is just sitting in his chair.
The big boss
like,
is like, shit happens.
What the fuck? I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. That's the thing. I wrote that down. Like, he's disappointed. A man was just murdered in your office, and you were disappointed.
I'm disappointed, dick.
Yeah. So, there's another thing that I fucking wrote down. The guy's like, it's just a glitch. And he's like, oh, okay. But what I want to know is, from the window, that was like, what, 50 stories high?
Yeah, it was high as fuck.
How the fuck did they get the Ed 209 up there?
Yeah,
it's
he can't,
huge!
And he can't
He can't do stairs.
He can't do stairs, which we'll learn about later on.
Yeah.
There must be a big robot elevator in this motherfucker.
And he's just like, hanging out in the hallway. I'm like... how the fuck did it get up there?
Yeah.
Like, did they take a chopper to chopper it in? Like,
maybe they assembled him there. I don't know.
I don't fucking know.
They must have choppered him in, because he looks like a chopper. Like, he's based... his design is based on a Vietnam chopper.
Yeah, it's like the top half's like the front of a helicopter almost.
Yeah, with legs.
Yeah.
It's a fucking walker chopper.
Yeah. And then, so we fucking bounce back to Murphy and Lewis before they get called out on a murder. And they're at a coffee shop, and this irritated me. They have square fucking mugs.
Yeah,
like they come out of the coffee shop. They're like, they're in the future, everything's square.
Yeah,
they have square mugs with no handle and no top.
Yeah,
that's a fucking mug that you get from a coffee shop. It's weird as fuck. Things like that irritate me.
Dude, they're selling that fake futuristic shit in this movie a lot.
Yeah, even though they're driving old fucking cars.
Yeah,
like
which you even when after he becomes RoboCop, you think they would have given him like.
Like
a
the
fucking
DeLorean?
RoboCar, you know, like a fancy RoboCar. I think maybe he got one in one of the other movies. But
yeah,
in this one,
that's another thing. I remember a RoboCop car, which must have been in the second or third one.
Yeah.
Like this one, he just has a fucking regular cop car.
This movie's fucking brutal, though.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he gets fucking murdered.
Yeah, which is, they're at the coffin place. They get a call. Apparently, this Clarence Boddicker dude's wanted in the death of fucking 32 cops or something. And
he's a cop killer.
Yeah,
he's a cop killer.
Yeah.
He's a cop killer.
So Red Foreman and his gang of cronies robbed some fucking dudes.
This is before he's on that 70s show.
Yeah.
That's when he's just retired from being a cop killer. That's what that whole show is about. We don't know about it.
Yeah, right.
He's a retired cop killer. That's his cover. He's in witness protection.
But yeah, he's pissed at one of his pals because he fucking burned the money.
Yeah.
And then the cops are behind him. So he fucking throws that guy out the back of his van.
That guy gets shot by Murphy.
Yeah.
Because they're fucking going after him and they open the back and he gets shot. So he's like, "Can you fly, Johnny?
Bobby.
And he fucking throws him at the windshield of the cop car and fucking takes it out.
Yeah,
like he's a human bomb.
So then it slows down the hot pursuit of the cops, so they can get away to a warehouse.
Yeah,
and then the cops get there, and they're called. Now they decide to call for backup.
Yeah,
and the fucking place is like, backup is unavailable.
Yeah, they're like, well, thanks, dicks.
So they're like, we don't know anything about this place or these people, so we'll just go in.
We'll just go in anyway,
and we'll split up second we fucking get inside. Yeah.
We'll split up so that it's 1-on-5. And then when we see the gang upstairs chilling out in their warehouse hangout place, they're fucking watching fake TV.
Yeah, man.
I'd buy that for a dollar. Everyone watches that same fucking show.
And everybody and laughs hysterically.
Yeah, I'd buy that for a dollar. I'd buy that for a dollar. Like, they're fucking losing their minds like it's the greatest fucking thing in the world.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
And the fucking criminals get in there, too. And it's like no big deal.
Yeah.
That they were just like chased by cops.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever. They're fucking sitting down on the couch having a beer and
sitting down watching TV. There's a black dude who goes and pees behind this thing. And,
yeah, he's taking a piss in his fucking clubhouse.
Yeah, and Lewis sneaks up on him.
Yeah, and pops fucking bubblegum. Yeah. To fucking, like...
to let him know.
To let him know she's there.
Yeah. And he turns and, like, she has him at gunpoint. And the only reason that he gets the jump on her is because she starts staring at his fucking dick that's still hanging up.
Yeah.
He's like, "Can I zip this up before you fucking do whatever?" And she looks at her dick, looks down at his dick.
Yeah.
And when she looks down, he punches her in the fucking face.
Fucking clocks her right out.
Laces her over the ropes, and she fucking falls like 20 feet into a bag of sacks or whatever.
Oh, yeah. So he thinks that he killed her.
Yeah.
So they fucking go upstairs, and you got Officer Murphy fucking walking around and stuff, and suddenly he fucking jumps into the gang room where there's, like, six dudes sitting around, and he's like, "Holt, there's a fucking Detroit Police Department, blah, blah, blah."
He shoots one of them.
Shoots. It's the old-looking guy, right?
I don't know.
Because the black guy's still there, because he hasn't showed up yet, and fucking Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers, he hasn't shown up yet, and fucking Red Foreman hasn't shown up yet.
No, I think Flea is there. Isn't he?
Yeah, he's watching TV. He's the one fucking laughing.
Oldie guy.
And Oldie guy's the one to get shot.
Yeah.
He's the one to get killed because Flea... Well, it's not really Flea, but it looks like
Flea. He just looks like him, yeah.
He gets fucked up later.
Yeah, he gets fucked up later.
I don't know how, because I, like, turned for a split second, and when I came back, he was a fucking mutant.
Oh, man. we'll get to that.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
It was fucking... That's one of my favorite parts. But, yeah, so, this is the first time he says, "Dead or alive, you're coming with me."
Yeah. And, they fucking blow his hand off.
Yeah, they blow his fucking hand off.
And it's gory as fuck.
And then they blow his fucking lower arm off at the elbow.
Yeah.
And then they blow him off the shoulder.
Yeah.
And then they fucking... I tried counting real fast to see how many times he gets shot.
Oh, he gets shot a fuck ton. They shoot him in the knees.
Yeah.
And he drops.
And he's got his, like, cop fucking armor on. You know, he's got his Kevlar or whatever. But he got shot at least 47 fucking times.
Oh, yeah.
I counted.
Yeah,
and then I tried to keep up. I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How many fucking times did he get shot?
Right?
I lost count.
And Red Foreman's using a fucking shotgun, so that's gonna fucking spray damage.
Oh yeah, it's fucking crazy.
And then they fucking headshot him.
Then
doesn't kill him. He somehow survives this.
Yeah.
And fucking Lewis gets there just in time to see him dead, almost.
Right.
And fucking blow. And when his hand blew off, dude,
that shit was fucking gross looking.
Me. Like, it was all like fucking stringy,
sinewy, nasty looking as fuck. Gross. Oh man.
It was awesome.
It is vicious.
Yeah.
Like they had to resubmit this movie to the rating place.
And they didn't get an NC-17 the first time or some shit like that?
It kept getting fucking above R.
Yeah.
And they had to resubmit it like 12 or 14 times before they could get it down to an R rating.
Can you imagine what the original version of this movie look
awesome.
Like, why isn't that on DVD?
Yeah, right?
Like, I want the one that's fucking 12 levels above rated R.
Yeah,
like, are people fucking and getting their heads blown off at the same time?
Probably, like, all that dick getting shot off nonsense.
Yeah, that probably was a scene from the movie.
47 dicks.
Yeah. Better alive. Yeah. Your dick's coming with me.
Yeah, yeah. Your dick's coming with me.
So they fucking... They get Murphy out of there.
Yeah, yeah. And then it's like some bionic man
and
bullshit.
And then for the next...
We can rebuild
15
him.
Minutes, it's his eyes open, we see a couple things, his eyes close.
Yeah.
His eyes open, it's a couple days later. See a couple things, his eyes close. That's fucking annoying as shit. And then all of a sudden, his eyes open, everything's blurry, and they're like, oh, I'm going to screw on this lens to make it more... clear with my entire hand. Like, I'm pretty sure it's just his eye. Like, wouldn't you just use your fingers? Like, there's just this giant, like, peanut butter jar sized fucking thing that they're turning for a lens.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
and I'm like, where the fuck does that come from?
We're gonna feed him a rudimentary paste.
Yeah, it's kind of like baby food. And it comes out of this soft serve ice cream machine.
Yeah, and they're like, there's a dude, a scientist there who's like,
yeah, that black dude's fucking loving it.
And all the scientists in this movie have president names.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yeah, they all have fucking president names, and, like, all of the, somebody else has fucking serial killer names. Maybe it was all the scientists have serial killer names.
Maybe the gang has serial killer names?
I don't remember, but I read something that there's, like, the names are fucking... Don't look that shit up, because I don't fucking care, too.
Right? yeah, pause the podcast, and then look it up. Come back.
But they give him four prime directives, and the fourth one is classified.
Fourth one is a secret, so we don't find that out.
Even from himself. You know,
he doesn't even know what it is.
His little fucking screen in his head.
Yeah.
He can't see it.
Yeah. Now, how come Robocop can see normal, but the Predator has to see in heat vision?
I don't know, man.
Predator's an advanced race.
Maybe it's because the Predator's natural vision... is based on some sort of heat vision, and his augmented vision is just an upgrade of that.
Maybe.
You know, because RoboCop, before he was a cyborg,
yeah.
You know, saw a regular.
Yeah,
and RoboCop just augmented it to put a fucking computer screen.
And we get the next 20 minutes, I'd say, is fucking RoboCop montage.
Oh yeah,
and
it's fucking RoboCop montage.
He's just walking around to that fucking music. I fucking wish I could think of it right now what the music sounded like. It was almost just like the fucking Jurassic Park. It was like da-da-da-da-da. I don't remember. But it was like, it was fucking crazy, and I'm just like, the whole time listening to it, I'm like, a few notes off, Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And it's all the time. In all of the fucking montages, every time he's being RoboCop, fucking run around, arresting people. And you know what? He doesn't fucking arrest anybody except for fucking that 70s show guy later on. Before that, everyone, he fucking kills them, essentially. Like, the guy
yeah.
he goes and he gets that guy in the fucking convenience store who's doing that robbery, and the guy's like, give me all your money. This fucking old lady and her husband who are watching the fucking I'd Buy That for a Dollar guy on TV.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only fucking show on TV other than the news.
Yeah, you think in the future there'd be a shitload of channels, but
right?
No, it's all just the same.
So RoboCop goes in there and he fucking saves the day by smashing this guy's body through the freezer door.
Yeah.
And he leaves him and leaves.
Yeah, he
like,
just leaves him there.
He doesn't arrest him. He doesn't fucking throw cuffs on him and throw him in the cop car. No. Welcome. He just leaves. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, he's killing all these people. And they're all fucking chanting his name and they're all fucking pumped. They're like, RoboCop saving the day.
Yeah.
And he's fucking murdering people.
Yeah, well, he shoots the rapists in the junk.
Yeah.
Through the girl's leg.
Yeah.
He fucking throws that dude through the cooler.
Yeah.
He beats up a couple other dudes.
Yeah,
like,
with
it's just,
robot arms.
Yeah.
That's not comfortable.
Yeah, that'll
punch in the face.
Break your bones.
Yeah, you get punched in the face by a fucking robot?
No.
No, it ain't happening.
Not even with a big beard will you make it through that.
Right? I don't understand why. Have you seen the new RoboCop?
Oh, yeah.
They made it a point to save his hand. Do you think that's because they blew off his hand in the original?
I don't know. I think it's because they wanted to add some sort of, like, humanistic look to him.
Or that way when he's shooting with his human hand and he's using his human skill, even though he has a fucking robot arm.
I don't know. I really don't know. Because, like, it might have to do with the fact that it took them an entire day of shooting in this first one to get that one scene where he catches the keys with the robo hand.
Yeah. Took an entire day.
An entire day. Because he couldn't, like,
He couldn't grab his fucking hands.
It looked like he was wearing hockey gloves.
Yeah, for real. That's what it looks like, yeah. Goaltender cop.
Yeah.
Fucking style.
He just got these giant, chunky looking fingers. Yeah. Like, you figure they would just been like, okay, you got this black collar thing around your face. It just looks like it's black rubber that they painted on his face. Like, it's so tight.
Yeah, yeah.
Why couldn't they have done that to his hands?
Right.
And left it at that. Like, why do we have to get fucking giant, chunky robot fingers?
I don't know. I thought that the idea of the fucking them keeping the hand and the set and the new one was bullshit.
Yeah, it's stupid.
That you're fucking... That hand is gonna get fucked up, buddy.
Right? Especially in the new one where they take him apart.
Yeah, right.
That fucking blew my mind. When they took him apart. Fucking weird. Yeah, I felt awkward watching it. Like, it was weird.
It was weird, yeah.
But...
Yeah, so I didn't like that shit either.
So, after a while, fucking RoboCop decides to have some fucking nightmares.
Yeah, he has a bunch of nightmares.
Yeah. And he fucking looks ridiculous while he's having his robo nightmares. Like, his whole fucking body is like fucking shaking.
Yeah.
He's gnashing his teeth, and he's like, and he fucking stands up, and he's like,
yeah, he's having flashbacks and shit. Yeah, and like,
the second a fucking Red shoots him in the face,
yeah,
snaps out of it, fucking walks out.
Yeah, he automatically goes looking for the Boddicker boys.
Yeah.
And he runs into Emil at the gas station.
Yeah. Who's fucking... He just walks up, he taps on the fucking glass of this machine gun, and he's like, empty the register and fill me up on 7. Like, no funny business, I can shoot from here. Probably shoot your dick off right through that window.
What are you, a college boy?
Yeah, what you reading over there? The kids are reading fucking geometry book or
some
shit.
Yeah, the planes of geometry or whatever.
Stupid. Yeah. And then, yeah, he has a fucking huge fucking showdown with RoboCop.
Yeah.
It includes blowing up the gas station.
Yeah.
Catching RoboCop on fire, who has no problem with it.
No, it's not even a big deal.
Yeah. He just walks out of it. It's cool, brush it off.
Yeah.
Fucking. A little bit of fire. Cool. Yeah.
But RoboCop gets a picture of his fucking face, and then he immediately goes back to the station to, like, scan through all the archives.
Where luckily they installed a port that is for a giant ice pick.
Yeah. And he's got like this pick that comes out of his hand that he fucking... It's like the R2-D2 fucking
thing. It's fucking... He's like... His fist opens up and this giant spike comes out. I'm like, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
And fucking, yeah.
He uses it later though to stab somebody in the fucking head or whatever.
Right?
And it's awesome because then a couple scenes later, it comes out again.
Yeah.
And you see that it's like bloodstained. Like,
yeah.
They actually thought enough to fucking keep the continuity
keep
and the
blood
thing, bloody.
Yeah, he fucking plugs it in this machine and just, like, turns his arm, and he's able to look through the entire criminal database, and he finds fucking Flea.
Yeah, and well, yeah, while he's looking up Emil and his accomplices, he finds out that he is Murphy.
Right. Yeah, because he finds Brodecker, whatever his name is.
Boddicker, yeah.
Boddicker, and he looks up what he's convicted for, and one of them was killing Officer Murphy, and he looks at that, and he sees his face, and he's like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, and then it just, like, blows his mind. And that's when he meets Lewis up in the hallway, and she's like, I think I remember who you are. You're Murphy. You're Murphy. I know you're Murphy. And he's just like, get the fuck out of my way, bitch.
Yeah. Then he goes out and finds one of the other guys from the gang.
Yeah.
And that guy, what, tries to kick him in the dick?
Yeah.
Like, rule number one of fighting robots,
they don't have a dick.
Try to kick a robot in the dick.
Also, don't punch a robot. You know why? Made of metal.
Yeah. Like, those are both bad ideas.
Yeah, it's gonna hurt. Yeah, he goes to find, which guy does he find?
I don't remember. All of the fucking villains are like...
They're all like fucking cookie cutter, like, punks. Because they go find one that fucking... He gets, like, the voice recording of him saying that fucking Brodecker is over in this place or whatever. So then he goes to get Brodecker.
Yeah.
And fucking beats the piss out of him.
Well, you know what? All the while this is all going on, there's like a secondary story of Jones and the OCP people.
Yeah.
And so Jones is like the guy who made Ed 209.
Dick Jones.
Yeah, and he's fucking mad as shit that the RoboCop initiative went forward and his Ed 209 shit took the back burner.
Yeah.
So he's like, the guy who's in charge of the RoboCop is his fucking number one enemy now. He's gonna ruin his fucking life.
Yeah.
And he's at work taking a shit. Everybody's in the fucking bathroom
talking
about...
smack.
Yeah,
about the old man.
Talking about him, and the guy, the fucking RoboCop dude is like, fuck that guy, he's a pussy.
Yeah.
I, you know, he doesn't have any respect for him. then when he goes to fucking come out from taking a shit, everybody in there is like, oh no.
Yeah, they all fucking bolt.
Because everybody's scared as fuck of this dude. And
yeah.
They kind of should be.
They should be.
Evil as a motherfucker.
Yeah, he's a robot that shoots people.
Yeah, yeah. He controls Ed 209. Yeah,
it's just a glitch.
Yeah. You're a glitch, bitch.
Disappointed.
But Boddicker works for Jones, too.
Yeah.
And so Jones has Boddicker bust in on Bob. That's the guy, the RoboCop guy's name, the guy in charge of the...
Yeah, 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 and he's got some fucking hookers with him. And they're fucking blowing lines off each other's tits and off the table. And
Boddicker
fucking...
comes in and he says two words. Bitches.
Bitches leave. Bitches which, leave.
Which is awesome. And then he shoots Bob in the legs a bunch of times.
Yeah, and he shows him a video which is on a fucking DVD.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's like on a compact disc. We didn't have DVDs yet.
Yeah, this shit was like
movie
fucking
was made. That was
super
the fucking like CDs must have just come out or something.
Yeah,
or,
no, fucking this is 87, so like you had motherfuckers with VHS tapes, cassette tapes.
Yeah.
People were still listening to 8-tracks.
Yeah.
They were fucking
Betamax.
Betamax was yeah, you know what I mean? Like nobody knew anything about DVDs.
Yeah.
That shit was the stuff of the future.
Right. And he fucking so he puts them shiny discs in there, and it's a fucking video of fucking Dick.
Yeah, Jones telling him to get fucked.
Yeah, he's like, look, you're dead. I'm done with you. Done with you. And yeah, he fucking blows out his knees, and that's gory as fuck.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Like, there's so much blood and sinew and skin, it just blows out of these fucking holes when people get shot in this movie. Like,
yeah.
It's overly gory.
Oh,
it's
it
cool
is
as fuck.
Extra gory. It
yeah.
looks good, too.
Oh, yeah.
It looks way better than the stop animation of fucking Ed 209.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Just fucking Murphy dying looked better than Ed 209.
Oh, yeah. But no, Verhoeven directing this scene, too. Like, apparently, it was really hard for Kurtwood Smith and everybody involved to, like, keep a straight face
yeah.
during the filming of this. Because Verhoeven constantly referred to the bitches as bitches when he was directing it.
Really?
That was like the name of their characters in the script.
Which is bitches.
So he whenever he had anything to say to them, he'd refer to them as bitches.
So then everyone's laughing.
So Kurtwood Smith and Bob like had a hard time to fucking keep a straight face every time the director's like, alright, bitches, I want you to fucking blow a line of coke off of fucking Bob's dick or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, like, now dump some in your titties because he's going to snort it up.
Yeah.
Come on, bitches. Like, just imagine the director fucking saying that.
Saying bitches. Jesus Christ. So, fucking, he ends up throwing a grenade. Well, he doesn't throw a grenade, but he takes a grenade. He fucking licks the fucking ring out of the grenade.
Yeah.
Wicked gross sexually.
Yeah,
like.
Wicked gross.
And
just
he fucking,
like he fucking fingers some guy's wine.
Yeah, and
like
fucking
snorts
it.
And then the guy picks up the wine
and drinks
it. I mean, like, this guy's a fucking creepy fucking motherfucker. Where are those fingers been?
So, he puts a fucking grenade down. And it's a time grenade. It has a fucking digital clock on it.
Mm.
And it's got a fucking countdown on it. And I'm like,
grenades of the future, brother!
But grenades already have a timer anyway. Like, why do we need a digital timer for the person who's going to get blown the fuck up to know how much seconds
you have? You have this much
what
time.
What the fuck? Like, you already know it's a grenade. The pin's out. It's going to blow up.
Yeah, well, you know.
Like... That's all I need to know before I grab the grenade and throw it out the giant fucking window behind me.
Well, dude, you
why
just get shot in the legs a whole bunch.
Well, he
like...
tried to grab it. He's like, ugh, fumbling, and it just fell off the coffee table. And I'm like, come on,
yeah.
Come on, just grab it. And you get shot in the legs. You're trying to save your life. Grab that thing and throw it out the fucking window.
Yeah.
Nope. Blew up the entire fucking building with that one grenade.
Yeah. Well, Jones isn't the kind of dude to be fucked with.
Right.
And if you don't want to show him respect... He's gonna blow you up with fucking timer grenades.
Timer grenades.
You're gonna be like, what is this, a kitchen timer, an alarm clock? Fuck, it's a grenade!
Right? Is it an egg timer? Is it one of them new egg timers?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool looking. No, it's a grenade.
Yeah, he's gonna send Red Foreman to fuck you up.
Right?
And fucking ruin the good time that you're having with bitches.
Bitches.
Yeah. That was a fucking funny scene, though, you know? Because it's like this guy who was like a total loser, you can
oh,
tell.
Oh, he's a fucking nerd, loser. I made robots
yeah.
out of people. Like, that's his shtick.
Yeah, he's like...
And these chicks had huge tits.
Yeah.
And their fucking shirts were half off, and they're fucking blowing
lines. Yeah, he's blowing lines out of one's tits, and fucking they're like,
and the other one's
like,
save
a little
some,
extra of this for
save
performance.
Save some for me, and she like climbs on top of him to go fucking blow some lines out of the tits.
They were gonna have a fucking 80s threesome like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking froze in the pants.
Fucking pant froze and flowies. Doesn't get in the fucking way of that.
Right?
But, whatever, man. He's dead. Boddicker's going to buy some drugs off some dirty gangsters. Yeah. Jones is happy because fucking this guy that pissed him off.
It's gone. Yeah.
And the dirty gangsters don't want to deal drugs to fucking Boddicker because they know he's greasy as fuck.
Right.
Like, even gangster drug dealers know this guy's fucking bad news.
Yeah, they're like, eh, we don't want anything to do with you. And
yeah, but Boddicker's got all his boys there, and they all pull guns.
Yeah.
And this is where that weird wine scene goes down.
Yeah. And he fucking sniffs the wine like it's a fucking, I don't know.
Everybody's throwing money at each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is where RoboCop busts back in and arrests Boddicker. He fucking throws him through a big glass pane while he's reading him his rights. Like, he's a violent motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
And that's when he brings him to the station, and he's like,
he's book him.
He's a cop killer.
Yeah, book him. Well, what's his crime? The fucking black guy at the desk. What's his crime? Yeah,
he's a cop killer. He's a cop killer.
Everybody gives him the fucking stink eye.
Right.
There's like cops everywhere looking at him, and he fucking spits blood all over the paperwork.
Oh yeah, he just fucking loogies it right down.
Give me my phone call. Fucking lubes out all his blood.
You know, everyone gave Bane shit for the new Batman movie because of his voice. When he talked
like this.
Yeah, yeah.
But he at least had something over his mouth. RoboCop didn't have shit over his mouth.
Yeah.
Why was he talking like that?
Bane's accent is what fucking did it for me, not the fucking way
his Sean Connery?
Yeah. Yeah, Bane Connery. That shit
that
should have
been fucking Bane RoboCop.
Yeah, man.
You're alive. You're coming with me. I'll call a rape fucking...
Yeah, I can't even
I'll
do it.
I'll call a rape.
I'll notify a rape crisis center.
Yeah.
Notify a rape crisis center for you.
You've suffered an emotional shock.
We called the dog Indiana. When are we watching Indiana Jones?
The day is mine.
Yeah. That penis might be.
The game is afoot. Oh, man.
That's what I was saying when I was fucking your mother, Trebek.
I'll take anal bum cover.
The penis mightier.
Oh, dude. But, yeah, anyway, fucking... What was going on? Boddicker fucking told everybody, oh, no, I work for Jones. You can't arrest me. I work for Jones.
Hey, fucking ran him right the fuck out.
So, when he does get out of jail, he goes to fucking talk to Dick Jones about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's gonna. But...
Fucking...
Dick Jones... is there, and RoboCop's going to see him because he's like, alright, these two are fucking related somehow, so
right.
I gotta find this out. He goes to arrest him, and he can't because of
Directive
4. No arresting senior officers of OCP.
Yeah.
Which, how the fuck did Dick Jones get them to put a program
right?
for him in RoboCop?
Well, I think he mentions that he created part of the circuitry in his head.
Oh, yeah.
Like, his company created part of RoboCop's, like, brain or something like that, and that's how he did it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which also, if you're gonna make a fucking robot, why would you go to the person you just beat out for hardware?
Yeah,
obviously right. He's gonna fuck you over.
Yeah, right.
Like, why does?
Well, I guess it's all under the umbrella of OCP, so maybe that hardware shit all goes through Dick Jones.
Maybe.
You know, because it is. You know, OCP.
Right. So yeah, so RoboCop is having a fucking seizure because apparently it shuts him down when that happens.
Yeah, he's like trying to arrest him and he just keeps fucking shutting down a little
bit. So then fucking N209 busts in.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking Jaguar and pig noises and everything. And this is where fucking RoboCop gets shot up for a second fucking time.
Yeah.
He gets shot the fuck up before he's RoboCop, and now he's getting shot the fuck up as RoboCop. Like,
by a bunch of cops.
By a bunch of cops. By a bunch of cops and fucking robots, and everyone's just fucking his shit up.
Yeah, Jones is like, say hello to my little friend, and then fucking Ed-209 comes out.
Yeah.
They fucking get into a little battle, and then RoboCop goes down the stairs. Ed-209 tries to follow him down the stairs, and he can't fucking
He's fucking this. Doing this little baby step thing, and then fucking, it looks stupid.
It looks
and
so
then he
lame.
Just fucking tumbled down them stairs on his fucking back, where
squealing
he just
like
made
pig
noises. Like, I don't get it.
So RoboCop gets down the stairs into the parking lot, he's gonna get the fuck out of there, and there's a shitload of cops there, and all of them have their guns drawn.
Yeah, because they're on, are they on strike?
No, it's because the cops are fucking being managed by OCP.
Yeah.
So Dick Jones must have called all these cops.
Oh,
and been
yeah.
like, fucking, you gotta
get rid of RoboCop.
Yeah, you gotta take care of this shit. Yeah, this is before the cops go on strike.
And then fucking Lewis comes and saves the day because RoboCop's fucking tumbling over sides of the fucking parking garage.
Yeah.
Just fucking trying to. It's the most fucking
mobile he is as RoboCop. Because when he moves as RoboCop, his fucking chest moves, and then his fucking head moves with it, and his fucking legs move. Like, he can't fucking walk.
No.
But this scene, mobile as fuck. He's fucking, like, snaking
down.
Yeah,
he's snaking through trying to escape.
Yeah.
Yeah, but generally he walk, like, ladies, you're always walking with that fucking ass shake that you do. Like, RoboCop's got an ass shake just like you guys.
Yeah.
And it looks just as fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. What if fucking one ass cheek up and the other ass cheek up?
Yeah.
Fucking Officer Murphy. Officer Murphy doing the booty shuffle.
Yeah, look at my ass.
But Louis, yeah, Louis fucking pulls over with the car, gets him in the car, drives off to fucking nurse him back to health.
Yeah.
Helps him take his mask off and fucking get some screwdrivers so he can make adjustments and
takes
shit.
Takes the fucking mask off for the first time. And his head looks fucking ridiculous.
God, dude, he's freaky as
like,
fuck.
Like, his skin around the edges of his face
is like
pulled taut over and tight. Almost like when you put a tarp down over a tent.
Yeah.
Like,
that.
It's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, anyone who thinks Darth Vader looks creepy when his helmet comes off, hadn't seen fucking RoboCop.
No, for real.
Because his face looks just fucking weird.
Yeah,
I didn't know he had... See, that's another reason why I knew I didn't watch this movie. I didn't know he had hair before he was RoboCop. Because when he's just fucking Officer Murphy, he's got poofy ass fucking hair.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you see him as RoboCop, it's fucking weird that he's just super bald and he's got that scar from the gunshot on his forehead.
Yeah.
You figured they would have fixed that when they fucking made him a goddamn robot. They would have like, you know what, let's buff that out.
Yeah, let's fucking buff that out, you know?
What the fuck?
Somebody get me some putty. We're going to fix this shit.
Yeah.
This fucking
robot. Looks ridiculous.
Yeah. But,
And he gets shot in the eye while his helmet's still on. And you see his human eye looking out of the fucking helmet, which is also ridiculous.
Yeah, his, like, sighting fucking systems are all fucked up, so she's gonna, like, teach him how to shoot.
Yeah, he's gonna, like, he's off, like, he needs to, like, aim to the left more instead of just fucking targeting. He has to target and then go left.
Yeah. So, yeah, they recalibrate that. They're getting them all fixed up. Meanwhile, Boddicker gets the whole crew back together.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of these big fucking guns.
Yeah, like 50 caliber bazooka rifles.
Yeah, they're like fucking super sniper fucking rifle.
Yeah, because now the cops are on strike, so everyone's just fucking breaking in everywhere, and fucking the black guy shows up with the 6,000 sucks, the car, the SUX.
Yeah,
the 6,000 sucks. He shows up with that car. It's like, fucking check out my ride, bitches. Look how cool this shit is.
Boddicker's got one too, and he's like, I don't fucking think so.
Yeah, and he fucking takes his gun. He's like, check out what this shit can do, and blows that fucking car up.
That dude's all bummed out. Nah, man.
And fucking Flea breaks the window on fucking Radio Shack and turns the volume up on the fucking TV he's watching.
Yeah, because he wants
to
see
the
high five
for
a dollar shit.
Yeah, he's got fucking shaving cream all over his face. And he's got a fucking gross fucking mustache too.
Oh,
by that dollar guy.
Yeah,
he's fucking ratty. Ratty covered in shaving cream.
Yeah,
it's gross.
But they got those guns, and they also got like a tracking device, so they can go find RoboCop.
Yeah,
because OCP knows RoboCop's not dead yet. They just didn't have the firepower to take him out, so they bought these fucking criminals some big ass guns.
Yeah.
Gave him a homing device and said, "Go find that motherfucker and kill his ass, fucking keepsies."
Right.
So we're sick of him fucking up our shit. We're sick of him being a good cop.
Yeah, sick of him being RoboCop.
Yeah.
Because now he's Officer Murphy.
Yeah, but he's fucking blasting the baby food jars, which is like it's like the movie's way of him saying, I'm not a baby.
I'm not a baby, I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm not a baby, I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking robot, I'm fucking Officer Murphy.
Yeah, it's like him realizing that he's a person instead of just a fucking machine.
Yeah.
And then he fucking... What the fuck did they do after that?
They get into their big van, and they go find him.
Yeah.
And they fucking pretty much start a shootout.
Yeah, they start a shootout, and this is where fucking all of a sudden Mutant Flea happens.
Yeah, what happens is
that I don't know, because, like, I saw him getting chased, and I, like turned to, like, take a bite of my sandwich or something, and when I went back, he was fucking melting, and I was like, what happened?
Yeah, no, what happens is
granted, I could have rewound it, you know.
Yeah, it happens. Murphy kind of like threw a fucking hubcap or something, and then they looked, saw where the sound was coming from, and he took that opportunity to fucking shoot the black dude with the beard.
Yeah.
And kill him, and then fucking Flea drives away. Murphy rolls away and fucking goes running off somewhere else.
Yeah.
There's like a chase scene. In that chase scene, Flea's in the big van.
Yeah.
Just him fucking gunning it, and he drives right into this tanker thing. that says toxic waste on it. And all the toxic waste fills the van, pours out the back. He comes out the back, fucking
like
skin
fucking Quasimodo.
Yeah, looking like some sort of fucking trauma action shit.
Yeah.
Looking
yeah.
like the Toxic Avenger.
Right? And his fucking lip's hanging off, and he's like, help me!
Yeah, Citizen Flea.
His bones are sticking out of his fingers and
he's
shit.
He's disgusting looking. It is vile-ass shit.
Yeah.
And they fucking, the rating guys wanted him to take that scene out because it was so fucked up, but...
Really?
That was the scene that had, like, scored highest with the fucking...
Yeah, it was fucking gross as shit, and he's, like, touching shit, and he's walking around, but when he gets hit with that car...
He gets liquefied.
Yeah.
Like... That toxic fucking waste turned to jelly.
Oh, yeah.
So when there was that impact...
Yeah, it just fucking turned to liquid.
It was like a
dead.
Big fucking booger.
Oh, yeah, it was gross as shit.
Yeah.
Did not enjoy seeing that.
And that pretty much just leaves Boddicker and one other dude. It
leaves the fucking dude who plays the devil in,
Constantine?
No, Reaper. It was a
TV Reaper,
show.
Yeah,
Reaper.
Yeah, Reaper, yeah.
Yeah, he was the
My
devil
lady
in Reaper.
Loves that shit.
That show was awesome.
Yeah.
And he played the devil on that, and he's running the fucking crane thing, and because he's gonna drop from fucking steel beams.
Yeah, he's running the crane
while Lewis and Boddicker are having a shootout, and he fucking shoots Lewis a bunch of times, and then RoboCop comes from the water, which you know would rust him, but he comes from the water, and he fucking throws his gun for some reason. No, he doesn't throw his gun. He gets covered in the fucking metal beams.
Yeah, drops his gun when he gets covered with beams. Yeah,
and. Fucking Lewis grabs that big giant fucking gun and shoots out the fucking dude in the crane.
Yeah, blows up the crane dude.
Yeah.
And Boddick was all pumped. He's laughing. He's like, yeah, we got him. And then his pal gets fucking wasted. And he's like, shit, I better just finish this.
Yeah.
So he gets a fucking big crowbar a big pry bar looking fucking.
Yeah.
And starts stabbing RoboCop with it.
Yeah, he's fucking beating him with it and he fucking stabs him in the chest.
And this is where RoboCop takes that gauntlet spike out.
Yeah, his fucking Wolverine claw.
Yeah. And fucking stabs the dude.
In the throat.
Yes.
And it like erupts blood all over RoboCop. And he just stands up and is just fucking launching out of his fucking throat.
Oh man, this movie is gory as fuck.
Yeah. It's cool though.
Yeah, dude.
The practical effects are so much better than Ed 209.
Yeah.
Ed 209 is so disappointing.
Yeah, the practical effects look fucking boss.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. But, it's all good. They fucking... What's her name? Lewis is like, shit, I just got shot a bunch, and RoboCop's like,
don't worry, they'll fix
you. They'll fix you. They fix everything.
Then he pushes the beams off and
fucking
gets out of there.
And then it just fucking ends.
Yeah, no, it almost just ends. And then somebody says, what's your name?
Oh, yeah.
To RoboCop, and he says, Officer Murphy.
Officer Murphy. And then it goes, fuck it.
Then the fucking theme song comes.
That's the fucking sound almost like the fucking Jurassic Park song. Officer Murphy.
Officer Murphy.
So, but dude, yeah, that fucking movie was cool as shit.
Dude, I love that movie. Not just because it's violent as fuck either. Like,
it's good.
I love that movie.
It's a good movie. It's fucking cool. I'm honestly surprised that I've never seen it.
Yeah, I can't believe that you never
thought
saw
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen RoboCop so many times on TV when I was a kid.
Well, there was a couple TV shows, too. Like, there was, like, TV... I don't know if it was a TV series or if it was just TV movies.
I remember
was, like,
at some point, too, RoboCop at one point had a lower half. It was, like, dreads. It wasn't even, like, legs.
Yeah, right. It must have been a TV thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But I remember that shit. I remember RoboCop video games for, like, Sega and shit like that. But I don't...
I had a RoboCop figure.
I didn't remember this movie at all.
And I hated my RoboCop action figure when I was a kid because I had lost the top part of his mask, so it was just the
it was just the creepy face.
Yeah,
it's fucking creeped out.
I hated that figure.
And like, it's funny because I always talk about wanting to get a tattoo of my leg looking like it's open with a Nintendo gun there.
Yeah, right.
And that's a fucking RoboCop thing. Like, his leg open with
he
holds
his
leg.
Opens and that's his gun.
Like, I always thought that would be cool as shit. But I've never seen this fucking movie.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, right.
So
the figures had a spot in the in their back where you could put caps. So it was
like
a
cap gun?
Yeah. So you'd be playing
what with
them.
Cap guns and shit. Like, come on.
Remember the cap gun smell?
Yeah, the fucking best smell in the world when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that topped that was matches. When you're older, the smell of a match, like. I don't know, that makes me a pyro or something, but...
I don't know, I like the cap gun
smell
better.
The cap gun
smell
was cool. Like, and yeah, cap guns, do they even make those anymore?
They must.
Like, they don't make the paper ones anymore. Where it had the paper strip with all the fucking little gunpowder dots on it. Like, I don't think they make that anymore.
They probably do, but you need, like, a fucking permit to buy it.
I think they have ones now, like, comes with, like a six-shooter ring almost.
Yeah, right.
And it goes inside of it, and it's like a little...
Yeah, it's, like, I've seen stuffed. Those too, yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have the fucking paper ones anymore.
Just like those little fucking, like, bags of... whatever it was that you throw at the ground.
Pops, they still make those at the 4th of July and that's it.
Yeah.
You just fucking squeeze those really hard and they pop in your hands like, look, I'm a man.
Yeah.
Pow!
Ow! And you go home and cry about it.
Yeah. So.
What do you give it?
I'm going to give it like 4.5 out of 5 beards.
Yeah.
Because it rocked. It was the first time I've seen it. So like, I don't feel like it was old. I don't feel like, oh, this is fucking boring and shit. Like, this movie would rock. It was awesome. It's a
fucking awesome movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
I'll give it fucking... it's top of the charts. This is my favorite movie that we've watched.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'd give it a 5 if it wasn't for Ed 209's fucking tiger noises.
Yeah. I'm going to give it fucking 7 out of 5 beards.
Oh.
Like, it's fucking going to break the scale.
The beard just grew bigger.
Yeah, man. No, this is like my fucking... this is like a wizard beard.
Nice.
This is probably like...
it's a fucking Gandalf beard.
Out of my top 3 favorite movies of all time, this is in there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Nice.
Now, see, for some reason, my top movies aren't... any of them are not action movies. I don't know why. Like Shawshank Redemption? Awesome movie. Can't watch that on this show. That'd be a boring,
it would be
fucking
boring
episode.
One to talk. Yeah, it would be hard to fucking...
So, well, why don't we get with the beard count?
Do it.
There's a lot of fucking 80s in this.
Oh, yeah.
So we get Black Cop at the beginning. The dude that's like at the desk. He comes in because he arrests somebody like right at the beginning. He's like arresting like a hooker or a bum or something like that. And he's fucking like yelling at him and shit and stuff. He's got a fucking stash. The guy in the towel in the locker room who looked like fucking the dude from Super Troopers, not Farva, but the other guy.
Yeah.
With the mustache. He had a mustache, but he was the one who was like, hey, Farva, what's that restaurant? And he fucking holds down the gun and he's like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, he's like, do you boys like Mexico? He's that guy from Super Troopers. There we go. And then there was a bum in the police station who was arrested on a bench, full fucking beard.
Yeah.
There's a black guy in the boardroom with the Ed 209 thing. He had a stash. There was a black thug of the fucking Brodecker gang.
And that guy had the most fucking obnoxious laugh in the world.
Right. Well, he had a full beard, but I didn't know if he was gay or not. Like, at one point he came in, he's like, man, I got that bitch down there with the shit. Like, he's talking all, like, gay and gangster. Like, I couldn't tell what it was. And yeah, his laugh was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, no, I don't think he was gay. I think he was just 80s as fuck, dude.
80s gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fucking weird as shit.
He was fucking going home to watch Arsenio, fucking...
yeah. And then Thug Driver, which was Flea, he had a fucking stupid-ass beard.
Oh, he was, like lined up in all the wrong places.
Yeah, he had, like, a goatee, and then his sideburns came down, and the line was, like, the top of your beard.
Yeah.
Not, like, the jawline. It was, like, the top part of your beard.
So, like... bisected the middle of his cheek.
Yeah,
it was fucking
weird as shit. And then,
facial hair of the future.
The robber that robbed the old couple
that
went through the freezer, he had a full beard. The I'd buy that for a dollar guy had a fucking gross, wispy, wet looking mustache.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like the Monopoly guy with a long mustache.
And fat.
Yeah. So then there was, there was a hostage negotiation at one point. The black guy had a mustache.
During the montage.
Yeah,
right?
During the montage. There was a black guy hostage.
RoboCop
he had a stash. There was an eye patch guy in that montage that had a full beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, eye patch. And then the drug guys, there was red shirt and brown sweater. Those are the red shirt guy who had the wine and brown sweater was the dude behind him.
Yeah.
They both had mustaches.
Babies fucking loved the mustache.
Dude, the mustache
man.
Was like the thing. That's why Tom Selleck was all like fucking popular and shit. And he would have been a terrible Indiana Jones. I'll tell you that right now, because he was the original casting for fucking Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
was,
he would have been bad.
Was Tom Selleck. Like, no. I don't want my Magnum P.I. Indiana Jones. Terrible.
No.
Terrible.
I'm not a big Tom Selleck fan. Anyway. But.
So that's it for the fucking beards. Next week, I've picked our movie.
What do you got?
Unless you have anything in mind. Do you have anything in mind?
Not offhand, really.
Fucking Fifth Element, because we
talked
about it last time.
We talked about it last time.
And now I want to watch it wicked bad.
Yeah.
So we're doing Fifth Element next.
Yeah.
Episode 13 will be Fifth Element. Fucking Bruce Willis, fucking, what's his face? Chris Tucker, he's playing fucking Ruby Red.
Yeah, Ruby Red.
Ruby Red. Fucking Gary Oldman is the,
dude, he's, that's a creepy
he's got some weird
Gary
fucking
Oldman.
Plastic thing on his
that's
head.
A, But yeah, I'm Mila down with the fucking multipass.
Yeah, right.
Mila Jovovich.
Multipass.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we're gonna rock some Fifth Element next
there
time.
There are gonna be some fucking tuner up comments in the next one.
Oh yeah.
Mila Jovovich.
She's fucking hot as shit.
Oh, man. Come
she's
on.
Wearing fucking straps.
Yeah.
All dude, just straps. She ain't wearing a strapless dress. She's wearing a strap dress.
Yeah, no, if all of you women out there are wondering how to be the perfect woman, fucking
multi-pass.
Go watch the fucking Mila Jovovich. Let me say multipass. Get the fuck out of here.
And shave off your eyebrows, which I was weird. It's the only thing that was weird to me. She had no eyebrows. But we'll talk about it next time. So that's it for this week. I'm your host, Ricky Piven.
And I'm your co-host, Shane Reich.
Watch some fucking movies. Grow a fucking beard.
Keep on growing.
If you have any questions or recommendations for the show, you can email us at beardedbrothersmc@gmail.com. You can also find us on Twitter at @BBMCPodcast, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/beardedbrothersmc.